Let us pray. O God, as we come together in worship and fellowship today, we pray that we will put away all aloofness, shyness, fear and egotism, and learn to live not just for ourselves, but for the people around us. We pray for our friends who will be listening to this service at a later date. May they know that we think of them often, and especially as we worship together. Help us to keep our faith and to remember the beauty of the world and the goodness of many people, even when we can't understand the horrors of so many wars, the cruelty of one human being to another, awful crimes, terrible accidents, and destroying natural disasters. We pray for all emergency workers as they perform their very difficult and dangerous jobs. Today is Mother's Day. We thank you, O God, for all good mothers, for their care and patience and love, for their prayers, their wisdom, and for the example they set. We pray for mothers whose children are far away and are anxious about them, and for those mothers who have been saddened by bereavement. We pray that you will comfort them and give them strength to carry on. We think of the many women who are not mothers, but have spent a lifetime in caring for others, whether it be elderly parents or children in the community. Give them a true sense of achievement and give thanks for their love and care. We pray for all mothers who are caring for neurodiverse children. Help them to be able to guide them to a happy and useful life. We pray for mothers of children with long-term illnesses, constantly having long stays in hospital, and mothers of handicapped children who will never speak or walk or give a spontaneous hug. We pray that these mothers will have support, strength and knowledge for their difficult task. We pray for all mothers in war-torn countries or refugee camps, seeing their children lose their childhood because of constant fear and hunger. Oh God, give these mothers support and faith that life will get better. Pray for all who are poor, hungry and homeless, uncomforted by the blessings and comforts of home and family. We pray that more help can be found and more understanding of their plight. We pray for the sick, those in hospital beds, and those at home, and for the people caring for them. We pray for the elderly as they mourn the loss of friends, the loss of energy, and are sometimes sad and lonely. Teach us that it is not what we can do that is useful to you, but what you can do in us and through us. We pray for our minister, Reverend David, and his family, and give thanks for the warmth and care Reverend David has brought to us. We give thanks for the church leaders here at Kenmore Uniting Church. Help us to give them continued love and support in their work caring for us. We ask, O God, that you'll be with us in the days ahead, sharing our burdens and joys. Amen. Say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us in time of trial and deliver us from evil. Of the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.